From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A truck driver steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice, France, Thursday, killing as many as 80 people and injuring 100. The crowd had gathered to celebrate Bastille Day, France's national holiday. Vivian Walt is covering the story from Paris.
I think that the very quick assumption from the police, the local officials, and the government was that this was a terrorist attack. The police opened fire on the truck, killing the driver. Certainly, this was not an accident. It was an intentional attack.
Officers later found the truck had been carrying explosives, grenades, and other weapons. French President François Hollande, moments ago, addressed the nation and extended the state of emergency, which was declared after the last terrorist attack, for 3 months. In Mongolia, for the Asia-Europe summit, Danish Foreign Minister Christian Jensen called for unity in fighting terrorism.
It gives us any more reason to work together closely across the world, across the globe, to fight terrorism, to fight those kind of people who are willing to do these things, and I hope that we can use this summit to work even closer together.
In Washington, President Barack Obama offered all assistance possible to French authorities. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is visiting Moscow in an effort to secure Russian cooperation in Syria. Kerry's 2 days of talks with the Russians are expected to touch on a wide range of issues. But leaked reports in the media suggest the U.S. diplomat is offering President Vladimir Putin something dramatic, a U.S. military alliance against the Islamic State group, Al-Qaeda, and other extremist groups in Syria. For more on this story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.